Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. Let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell him.
Here I am. Here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
I give myself.
trying our best to present it to the people, but I want you to know salvation is not. See, we make it so confusing that if you don't watch it, you think you got to know everything in the Bible. You think you got to watch this here. You think you got to be the smartest one to know it. But my brothers and sisters, God used some simple-minded, ordinary people to preach his gospel and teach his gospel so men and children would not err. You know, and I just thank God for that. It's not about how much words you got coming out your mouth, but it is how much that you believe. It takes faith. This business that we in, walking with the King, it takes faith. You cannot do this without faith. You can run around. You can say what you're gonna do and what you're not gonna do. But one thing you need to do is know the Lord before you leave this earth. Know the Lord as your Savior. Know that He died and rose. I don't know if I could just say this till I turn blue in the face. We as in the pulpit, we as ministers, we as evangelists, teachers, preachers, sometimes make it so hard. I hear so much here lately, even by, I guess, I don't know how long has Beyonce had a song. I guess, I don't know how long is it, and she called it the Church Girls. And then the lyrics of it was so derogatory, you know what I'm talking about? But that's the world. And then she used Twinkie Co-op as some kind of way she used her in there. And she's supposed to be one of the mothers of the church and God in Christ, you know. It's so much going out there to sell and buy money, make money, you know what I'm talking about. And I want you to know one thing. This Christian walk that we have, it's only body that should be getting rich is being rich in your spirit with the Lord. You know, we didn't took it in another way now. We're living successful now, you know. We're living off the land of the people, you know what I'm talking about. And now the people are being more poor and the other people are being more richer. But I want to tell you one thing. God got a place. He has a place. And I want to tell you, salvation is at hand. Salvation at hand. I'm going to try my best to open it up just a little bit about this salvation. I heard a man preaching the other day. I heard somebody saying some other day. I'm only going to give you what I believe the road to salvation. The road to salvation is through Jesus. No other way that you can get to God is through. You can't get it no other way. You know, other religions want to say what they want to. I trust in the Holy Bible. I believe in the Holy Bible. I believe there is no other way to God except it's through Jesus Christ. Man have gimmicks. Man try to come up with things to keep going. I want to use the Bible and let the Bible teach you. Let the Bible be able to preach at you because Jesus taught his disciples. Teaching his disciples, one day they were going to lead the church. One day they're going to be the one be able to guide people back to him or showing them a better way. So I want to tell you this morning, I want to deal with that word salvation. Salvation. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And before I get off into it, Reb, you have anything?
Good morning. Good morning to you. Yes, sir. That's a good start, Mr. Salvation. And you're right that there's so many gimmicks and so many other avenues that the adversary is using through people to try to deceive them and to look for another way. But it's clearly in the book, the way and the road to salvation. So, yeah, good morning. And God bless you this morning. I'm with you. With the road.
So we're saying that, Reverend, if it be God's will, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, this thing ain't got a way that we shouldn't be trying to, you know, I'm not talking about you, Reb. I'm talking about anybody, because I know people on the phone there that say, what are you talking about? You know, so that's safe preaching, that's safe teaching. is getting a lot of people going to hell. That safe preaching and that safe teaching, God calls you to keep living the way of sin. That safe preaching and that safe teaching calls a lot of people to live closer to the devil than it is to God. So I want to let you know when this thing started. And I want to introduce you to my brother Peter today. I want to introduce you when it started with Adam. And I want to introduce you to brother Peter, what went on in Peter lying, you know, when he said something. But I want you to know that God seen something. And he seen it so much that he had to come in and speak to that situation. Because we know that walking with the King, sometimes you're not going to be, everybody don't want to hear it, Rip. Sometimes you're here telling them how to get rich and tell them how much you love God and, you know what I'm talking about, and that's true, you know, you need to do that, you know what I'm talking about. But when you start talking about the lifestyle, when you start bringing up the way they're supposed to live, when you start talking about how God is looking at his eyes is everywhere, man, don't you know you done got somewhere that man ain't trying to hear that. Man ain't trying to hear that. Because man believes that, just like this here, why are you worrying about my business? You know what I'm saying? So we want to tap into something, you know, if it be God's will. We're not going to hold you too long, but we want to tap into that and see what God has for us. See him speaking to us, because there was a time that when men really followed God, and it was at the beginning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when he created man and one man. It was at the beginning when he created Adam and Eve. But we're going to hit that for a minute, then we're going to drive on to Peter, if it be God's will. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that's already in this place, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, that it was nothing on yesterday was so great to allow us to be in thy presence, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence that you always be with us, Lord. We believe, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down. So we thank you, Father God, for another day, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for making this day out of reality, Lord, that we knew, Father God, in our mind, that we thought in our mind that we might see it, but you made it out of reality, Lord. Since we're here, Lord, we want to thank you, Father God, for the strength that you give us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for having us in our right mind as we speak to you right now. We ask you, Father God, as we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, we come to you, Father God, with our hearts open, Father God, for this nation, Lord. Then, Father God, you said in your word, Lord, for you so loved the world, Lord, that you sent your only begotten Son down here, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So you loved us, Lord, and you gave us Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, now teach us Jesus. Teach us Jesus, Lord, so we can keep it in our heart, Lord. Keep us, Jesus, near us, that we try to do your will, Lord. Help us, Lord, so we can be better children of God, Lord, that we can be a light, Lord, to this old dying world, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we can see you through your children, Lord. So, Lord, help us, Lord. Do your word this morning, Lord. We thank you for the songs that I give myself away to you, Lord, so you can use me, Lord. So, Lord, have your way, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Move in the stubborn spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let this word go to touch someone's heart, and they might ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Or let it be, Father God, how can I repent, Lord? Lord, let it be that, Father God, one man and one child said, Lord, I want to live closer to you, Lord. Give me your word, Lord. Saturate my heart, Lord. Let it be now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for every trial and tribulation that you live bestowed up on us, Lord. Just give us strength, Lord, as we get taught going down this Christian journey, Lord. We love you, Lord. You never leave us, Lord, to ourselves. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to deal with this. I want to go to Genesis right quick, if you got time with me. if it be God's will, you know, try to. I got one word, and it's salvation. Yeah, one word. Salvation. 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 I'm gonna say it one more time. Salvation. That's what it's about. All the other stuff, it's like vanity, man. If you look that word up, it's meaningless. Salvation, what it's all about. Once you receive salvation and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, and you believe that he died and rose, only body can take that from you is you. Don't let nobody tell you you don't have salvation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't let nobody tell you you don't have. What you need to do is, because what they do, they look at your wrong. They look at your misword, you're not sounding like you how you're supposed to do in church. They'll let you know. But I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't want to never get, I used to do that. I don't want to never get that bold no more. Because you know why? Because I know God can change anybody. I know God can do some things for people that we can't even imagine. We can't even imagine. I know I'm going to be sound stupid right now, but you hang on in there with me for a minute and watch God work this thing out. I believe we all need the King. I believe everybody on this phone going to make a mistake today. Oh, yes. The good people too, y'all. The good ones. The real, real good ones. Like, you know, we try our best. We're going to make a mistake today. You know what I'm talking about? And we need the Father. Paul said we need to kill this old man daily. Reverend, we need to pick him up and kill him daily because he's sitting in the way of our walk. You know, we are, and watch this here, and sometimes we like it sometimes, you know, how he gets in the way. You know, until we get caught red-handed with something, then we say, man, why how that happened? You know what I'm talking about? Because he don't mind that it's making you like a fool. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But I won't do this here. Now, the serpent. Well, more, we said, more subtlety. He said, then the beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea. He said, have God said, yea, you should not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. So he said, he didn't give the scripture. Now I'm giving this, if you don't know where it's at, it's in Genesis. Chapter 3. Now start at verse 1. Now the serpent is before the woman. And he's talking to the woman. Look what's happening. And when the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat of it. Look what it says. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'm in the book, y'all. I believe everything what the book said. The serpent talking to him said, ye should not surely die. For God do not know, Reverend, that in the days of your eating thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're living now. Before any death, before anything was going on, they could walk around without be so innocent, Reverend, didn't know nothing was going on. And purity, you know what I'm talking about? And this devil was so crafty. He was so crafty because there never been had nobody at this time to be this crafty, you know what I'm talking about? And when he was talking to him, you know, you ain't never been tricked before, Reverend. Ain't nobody never tricked you before, right? But if you've been tricked before, you say, man, how I got myself in that situation. How I put myself in that situation. Now, she's sitting there, and she heard how God had gave it to Adam, what he can do and what he can't do in the garden. But the devil said, don't worry about that, Reverend Henry. Don't worry about that church. I don't want you to worry about that. Because you know what? If you to eat this fruit, you'll be just like him. You'll know what's good and evil. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey! And she looked at it. He said, well, touch it. You know what I'm talking about? But God told her, don't even touch it, Reverend. Not let alone talking about go eat it. See, we talk about the eating, but look what the scripture said. Don't even touch it, man. There's some things God gave to us, and we know we aren't supposed to be doing it, and we touch it anyway. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We touch it anyway, and knowing and touching it, the flesh ain't gotten away. Now you desire that because you touched it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It might not be another woman. It might not be another man. There are some things God said, leave it alone, and you still touching it. And he said, leave it alone. But God is so merciful, he allowed us to have a choice, Reverend, to choose who he's going to serve. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's not going to force himself on you and I. He's not going to, I don't care how much we do it, he's not going to force himself on you and I. So he told them, you can have anything in this garden, but do not touch the tree of good, not just good and evil, but the knowledge. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Let me do this, make sure I get, because I got to get over here and like I know what I'm doing. And the serpent said unto the woman, you should not surely die. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things in our life, my brothers and sisters, that we look at that we haven't died yet. Physically, we haven't died yet because we've done it, right? And we have died physically yet. But, boy, when you do something in the Spirit of God, because he see it, God sees all things. God said, if you make your bed in hell, he's there. That's what he told David.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you go to the up top, you can go all the farther way you think you can go. He said, he's there. Reverend, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, when I read that and I see that, Reverend, it spoke to me, Reverend. It spoke to me so good, Reverend. So when I listen to it, Reverend, now I have another vision of this here. God is working through the church. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
What I mean by that, he's moving so gracefully through the church that you and I, like I said, you and I know right now what's right and wrong. But at this time, it wasn't right and wrong at that time. You just didn't know. But God gave them something so they wouldn't have to get themselves in that situation. But look at here. The seven said, you ain't going to die. You ain't going to die. And we, you have been somewhere somebody trying to trick you. This ain't going to hurt you, man. I don't do it. This ain't going to bother you. You keep doing this. Look what he said. For God do know, oh, help me, hope, that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall surely be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, help me, Holy Spirit, that it was pleasant to the eyes, in the tree to be desired, I'm in the book, y'all, to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. All him, Holy Spirit. Now things are moving now. Now you didn't allow the devil to get in there, and now he didn't got in there. He's crapping now. He didn't got you to get away from what you're supposed to be doing. Now he done put some little words in your mind, and now they got to your heart. This can't be wrong, Reverend. It can't be wrong, Eric. Now I'm going to try this on here, and then we try it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then we try it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then we try it, Reverend. And then when we try it, look what happened now. Now you've been exposed to something now. Now you just as long exposed you, even your husband got exposed to it as well. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he got exposed, they think their eyes got open just for good and evil. My brother, something else came in. Oh, I'm dealing with salvation, y'all. I'm going to get there in a minute. Don't feel like I'm going fast enough, but I'm going to get there in a minute. Salvation is coming soon. But right at this time, we didn't need salvation, right? Because it was all no sin going around. But boy, salvation is going to come in the hand soon as they took a chance. We do what, Reverend? The lean not to their own understanding, man. They were listening to it. They took their own understanding and did what the old serpent had been tricked to do, right? You know, we'll blame somebody in a minute about some things, too. Reverend made me do it. Eric made me do it. They made me do it. No, we don't want to take no ownership of what we messed up in, Reverend. Sometime or another, you ought to know, look at yourself, say, it was me. I did that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Lord. I can't blame Eric. I can't blame Susan. I can't blame John. You know, it was me messing up.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, Reverend. I'm going to finish it off. This is what I'm going to finish off. And his eye, and their eyes, look at this, of them both were what? Open. And they knew that they was naked. Help me, Holy Spirit. They didn't know they fell, Reverend, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves my tongue and got twisted up, apron. And look what I said, Reverend. When they made that apron, right? All that time they in that garden never knew they was naked. All that time they never knew they was he didn't know she had breasts. He didn't know she had what she had between her legs. He didn't see her bottom. He wasn't looking at her like that. She didn't see him like she seen him, because it wasn't shown to them. It was innocent at that time. Everything was so innocent at that time. It was no sin going on. Now they see this stuff, and they found out this was wrong. This was wrong because they ate of the tree that God told them not to eat of, and that showed that's when sin came in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sin came right on in then. Soon as they did, it wasn't just because they ate the fruit only. It was because of disobedience. Help me, Holy Spirit. They disobeyed what God told them not to do. They could have ate every fruit and that never would have been a problem. But when they did what he told them not to do, that's what messed it up. It wasn't just because it was a certain fig tree. It wasn't just because some people think it was an apple. It wasn't just because they think it was a peach tree. You know, they ain't peaches. They ain't apples. It was certain things about this tree he told them do not touch. And when they did it, because of their disobedience. Every time we get whooped, every time things come across us that God allowed to happen, because some of the time are not because we did wrong, but some of the time it is because we did something wrong. And he allowed a little trial and a little tribulation come. But he showed them that. Now they can see. Yeah, you can see now. Hey, you will see that she's naked and I'm naked. So it was indecent, so they covered themselves up with an apron. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to finish it right here. And look what he said. And he heard a voice. Look what he said. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this now. Let me do it real slow. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of a day. And Adam and his wife, look what he said, hide themselves from the presence of the Lord. That's what he said, the Lord God among the trees in the garden. And the Lord God called upon Adam and said unto Adam, he didn't say Eve now, he called unto Adam and said unto him, he said, what art thou? Don't help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Oh, hell, now some things coming to his mind. You've been walking around in the garden. You've been naked all this time. What you been doing, Adam? What have you done, Adam? What have you done to understand you naked now? He said, and look what he said, Reverend. He said, I, what I love about this, he said, I heard the voice walking. It was the time Jesus walked with the children of God face to face. Adam was walking with God, and he did what he did, what most of us do, disobedience, detach ourselves from God. That means Holy Spirit. When God tells us to do something and we do something opposite, brothers and sisters, you might get away with a day. You might get away with 2 days. You might get away with some years. But sooner or later, I'm thinking God giving you time to repent. Help me, Holy Spirit. He giving you time to repent. But sometimes, even your repenting, God will still chastise you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
So when he seen that, and when he was hiding himself, you know what he said, Reverend? He said, I'm hiding from you, Reverend. He said, I'm hiding from you, Reverend. That's what he told the Lord. He said, who told thee that thou was naked? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Who told you this now? That thou was naked. Who told you you were sinning? Who told you you were wrong? Because you don't supposed to know this here. Now, you don't supposed to know that you're doing something wrong, really.
That's right.
You know, that's why we pray. That's why some of us pray. I don't think everybody do it. I'm just saying some of us pray. We ask God to forgive our sins, right? Known and unknown sins. There are some things that we probably doing. We don't even know we're doing, man. We're probably defending and hurting somebody we don't even know because of our what? our ways. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this now.
Yes.
And when he said that, he said, has thou ate of the tree? He said, well, I commanded thee, what, that thou should not eat? He said, the man said, the woman, whom thou gavest to me, gave to be with me. She gave, you gave me the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said that the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou hast cursed above all cattle and every beast as a fire. And up the, he said, and up on the belly thou what? Go. And the dust, he said, thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. When God does something to you, right? Because he did something to them right now because they rebelled. He didn't wait a couple days. You know, some of you done made a mistake this morning, and God ain't done nothing to you, right? Some of you, some of us, we done did something on yesterday, and God haven't done nothing to you yet, right? But right then, he went quickly, and he chastised them quickly. For as the serpent was walking, now he's on his belly now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now he didn't put a curse on him. He did also to the woman by your childbirth. That's when you, by her having child pain, that's going to put the curse on her that she can get back to him. But long as she have child pain and labor and pain in her labor, she has the understanding of God put that curse on her. The man had to work at the sweat of his brow because what he done in the garden. Oh, hear me. Man had to work forever now because what Adam did. It was a time they didn't do that. They were walking freely. They were doing what they want to. Salvation wouldn't have to again come. Now salvation had to come, real. Adam had messed up. He followed Eve, eat, and he ate out that tree. Now Eve said that Satan done it. You know, talking about the serpent, tricked her. But God didn't let none of them get away with it. They all had got punished by it. Right today, it's still on us right today. Now, that one stole Reverend. I know they do it now, though. I know they do it now, Reverend. I know they run around here naked now, Reverend. But if it wasn't so, we would be having clothes on right now, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, it'd be so innocent, Reverend, that we wouldn't be having clothes on right now. But because of what Adam done and Eve done, and they were calling themselves, hiding themselves from him, and he sees them, and he knows there was something that went wrong. They didn't have to tell him because you know why? He know all things, Reverend. There's nothing we doing that he can't see. God sees everything we do. I want to tell you, salvation is at hand now. Jesus had came down through 42 generations, and he was teaching his disciples to go preach the uncompromising gospel. He was teaching them to tell them to go tell man to come back to me. Help me, Holy Spirit. He told them to tell them the wages of sin is death now, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You got a reward both ways. What I ask you to do is what you need to do right now. If you don't know the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. If you have a problem understanding the Lord, you are at the right place where we can hold your hand. You're at the right place that we can hold your hand and minister unto you about the love of God. You're at the right place that we can tell you about he is our King. He is the Lord of our life. And also that he died on a day we call the Friday. And he stayed in his tomb, Reverend, all day Friday and all day Saturday. But he rose up on the third day, and we call it Sunday morning. He rose up with our power with his hand. This when salvation comes. Jesus had taught this to Peter and them. He had told them what they did. But Jesus asked Peter a question one day, Reverend. He asked him a question. You know what he asked him, Reverend? He asked him, he said, who? I went somewhere else, y'all. I'm in 1 Peter, so I don't want to leave y'all. 1 Peter 3 and 18. Watch what Christ did. Well, because I want to get you off that. I want to get you out of sin. With old Adam over there and Eve over there and stones, and now you gotta have clothes on because Adam and Eve sinned like they did. But he told them not eating just He watch it, Reverend. He also told them not just to eat it. He said, don't even touch it, Reverend. And they did both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They touched it and they ate it. And he put a curse on them. And look what he said right here. For Christ also has once suffered for sin. The just for the unjust. And he that might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went to preach, help me, Holy Spirit, unto the Spirit in prison. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I'm back where you know where I'm at, right? I'm back where he went and preached in hell, right? He went down there and preached to them and getting them an opportunity to know him, because they didn't know him when he died. But he gave them an opportunity now to know them, because this was, watch what he's going to say. He said, who at once time was disobedient. Here we go, y'all. Here go that word again. When once long suffering of God, waiting until the day of Noah, while the ark was preparing, and in which few there was eight souls were saved by water. And look what it said, the like and figure of which a baptism do also now save us. Hold up now. Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up, Eric. Something happened now. You didn't transition somewhere. Now, you trying to tell me when Noah, when you told us about this the other day, Eric, you trying to tell me when the world was so bad, because we believe it's worse than Noah day right now, it was so bad, God destroyed it. So Peter used that as an example, Reverend, and showed us why God did that. All the people he saved was his wife, his son, their wife, right? And all the two animals, the he and the she, and they got in this ark. Them the only lives was saved at that time, Reverend. And now he was saying that salvation is like right it was then. People were disobedient, Reverend. Are they obeying right now, Reverend? Are they people are just worse than they were in Noah's day? Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Simple time worse than that, because the more now, look at our kids now. Now the kids, they 5 years old, they got a phone now. Help me, Holy. They 4 years old, they got a phone now. They can get some. If you don't watch it, they'll be on some sites you don't even know. Kids are so small. You got to watch what you give your babies, and you train them up so young. You know what I'm talking about. Make sure you train them up in the way of the Lord, so they know how to stay with the Lord. And even if they do drip out, they know how to get back, Reverend. Then I want to tell you again, the word was preached in the spirit in the prison. He went there and preached to the people while in hell. And Jesus, I'm going to tell you something. I believe that he came for all mankind. People struck. I heard Brother D. them talking about it the other day. They must have been talking to somebody, arguing about what color Jesus was. They're up there arguing about who he is, and they need to know who he is, and is he their Lord and Savior? Because if you knew all that, you wouldn't be arguing about what color he is. Amen. You will be sitting there talking about Brother D lying or somebody lying. He ain't this, he ain't that. You will have a relationship because you know what? Time is getting so short, Reverend. Time is getting so short that we will fight over some nonsense. And watch this here. Some of that stuff is like what we say, don't cast pearls before swine. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because
right.
Why would you say that, Reverend? He said, because what they do, what you have just said to them, they'll take it and put it under their feet because they don't know, brother. So they defensive to run you down. They defensive to knock you down. They defensive and say, I remember you did this. How you going to tell me something? They defensive to keep making you look bad, but you got to stay with God. You got to stay with the Lord because God can do something with us. When no man can understand. You know what he can do? He can use us in his service. Help me, Holy Spirit. He can take us while we talking to you, we helping ourselves. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We can be preaching and teaching to you, and as we teaching and teaching to you, and preaching right back out there, and we'll stop and say, Lord, help me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, help me.
That's right.
We didn't got to a point. It's good to praise God, but if you don't know him, how are you praising him? And you'll know him, because if you really know him, you'll be saying, Lord, help me, because we're not worthy to be in his presence. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when he gets to the point, Rabbit, and now he's talking to Peter, and he says, who at one time was disobedient? And look what it said, when once long-suffering of God waited in the day of Noah while the ark was repaired, in which few that it was eight souls were saved by one, the light figures. Look what it said. Look at it. baptized do also now save us. He said, not putting away of the filthy of the flesh, Reverend, but the answer of the good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Man, that should be a conviction. That should be a conviction. People wrestle about the baptism, Reverend. They wrestle so hard, say, do you have to be baptized? Will you, what you think about baptism? You everywhere I have read, I mean, one man was, he had took this queen. You know, he took her to go to worship one day. He couldn't go in because he was a eunuch, you know. He couldn't go in there. It was unlawful for a eunuch to be in there. So he had a Bible, and he was reading on the side of the road, Reverend. You know, and he was reading the word, and Philip came up, Reverend. Mm-hmm. I think that's what who it was. Reverend, he came up to him and asked him, what did you read, Reverend? He said, I don't know, except you tell me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend said, I've been reading. He said, what are you trying to say? I'm reading, but I don't understand. But except you explain it to me, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Then I can understand. So we're trying to do this Monday through Friday, some of Monday through Sunday. We're trying to explain it so we can keep you out of error in God's love. So what we try to do is take our time to rightly divide the word of truth. We want you to read along with us. We want you to follow along with us. We don't want you to say, Eric said. We want you to be able to take notes and read it. But watch here, since we're there, Philip got the book and read the book and told them about Jesus. Told them how he suffered. Told them how he, watch this here, he told them how, Reverend, he told them how they hung him on the cross. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He told them about how he was baptized, and they hung on the cross, and he died. And he told them, they told him, and he told them, he said, if you tell his body now, he'll raise it up in 3 days. And they thought they were talking about a physical body. Help me, Holy Spirit. But they couldn't wrap their mind about the spiritual man, because they said it took 46 years to build this temple. What is this man talking about? But Jesus was talking about his body. He said, if you tear it down, I'll raise it up in 3 days. And Jesus did it one day, and he rose up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with all power in his hand. So he came to the young man like that. So the man got something in his soul, Reverend. He had something in his soul, and they got on the buggy, and they went to riding, and he saw some water. He said, what about this? Reverend, he saw the water. He said, I know what I'm talking about because it's in my heart. I feel it too. He said, when he saw the water, he stopped. He said, what about this? And he said, well, can we do it now? And Brother Philip got off the horse and got down there, and he dumped him in the water, brother. And he dumped him in the water. The book didn't say the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. The book didn't say in the name of Jesus. But we know, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. All of them one. We know when you can put them together like that, they're all in one. We know that when you can get God to come down and move in somebody's life and change their life, think about living in sin. We know no one can take that. Don't let nobody take your salvation. Don't let nobody tell you ain't this and you ain't that. Nobody got that power. When someone got that, think they got that power, my God, they even put a curse on themselves because what they done, all I know I'm right about. You know what I'm going to tell you, Reverend, what I think about it, Reverend? Only Jesus went to what? To prison, oh, help me, and pray and preach to them spirit, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He went down there and preached to them and told them, I am the salvation. Salvation has changed. He walked around there, and the Bible said, you keep studying, you're getting a little deep in your study. He said, start walking around. They start walking around. I feel this for me here. And they start walking around, and they start rejoicing because they got salvation. So how in the world is somebody going to tell you what God has forgave you for, and you keep giving it to them? Don't give nobody your life. God got your life in his hand. I know we're some broken people. I know we messed up. I know we can mess up. But God be the glory. He could. The Bible said he is a pope. Propitiation for sin. What that means, Brother Eric? He covered our sin from our birth to our death. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's nothing you can do in this body for one thing to stop him from stop looking at you, Reverend. What is it, Reverend? It's blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost. And I beg you to do that. Because when you do that, you cut yourself off, my brothers and sisters. Now watch this. You can blaspheme the Holy Ghost right now. Only He don't charge it to you when you don't know it, Reverend. But once you taste that heavenly
mm-hmm.
gift, that means you be Hebrews 6.
Yeah.
Once you taste the gift, it's impossible to taste God's gift in His holy scripture and turn from it. Mother, people misunderstand sin and walking away. Once you have the Lord in you, my brother, you're going to have some days. He knows it. He said, pick up that cross and follow me.
Yeah.
And he knows we're going to make mistakes. He knows we're going to do some wrong. We got the seed of David in us. David fell. We're going to fall. But let me tell you something. That new David came. The second David came so he could put man back to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He put man back
yeah.
to God so you and I can have access. So if you want to be understanding by God, quit holding your hand to people. Hold your heart to the Lord. Give your heart to
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Because I read, I'm going to finish with this one here. I read that when we do these things, we didn't this. Let me do it anyway. Let me put in the book. Let's go to 10 right quick, Rip. Let's go to Romans 10 right quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess I fell off. Did I follow? I'm still here. Hmm.
Oh, yeah. You're still here.
Did I follow?
Romans 10.
Oh, I fell off?
You good. Romans 10.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Watch this,
yes,
here, Reverend. I'm not gonna read the whole thing. I'm not gonna do y'all's favorite scripture. I'm just gonna read this scripture right here. Look what it says. He said, look what it said right here, Reverend. I'm in ten,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start at verse 6, if you don't mind. Let me get it. I gotta get over there first.
Mm-hmm.
I like this hard copy, man. You know, I'm trying to turn my page right. Yeah, 10 and 6, I agree. Yeah. Look what it says. He said in 10 and 6, right? It said, but the righteous. Look what it says, which is of faith, speak on this wise. Watch this now. But the righteous, which is of faith, speaks on this wise. I want you to hear me what I said. But the righteousness, which of faith, now not of your good, of faith from your righteousness, Reverend. You hear what I said? From
mm-hmm.
your faith, of it, speak on this wise, saying not, watch this, y'all, in thy heart. I'm going somewhere now. Who shall ascend into heaven? Oh, I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That is to bring yeah. Christ down from above. Okay, I just told you. I know some powerful people out there, and they motivation speakers. I know some powerful ministers out there. They probably can tell me what that Greek word were in Hebrew. They can probably do all that good stuff. Man, God make it so simple for all of us to read and understand. He said, if someone is telling who can go to heaven and what you done done, you done brought Christ down and brought you down with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. You done put yourself in a place of Christ, and no man has went and came down from heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, Reverend. Let me do that one more time for Eric. If I can read that one more real quick. He said, but the righteous, which is of faith, speak on this wise, saying, not in thy heart, Reverend, who shall ascend into heaven, oh, help me, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Brother, only body can do
mm-hmm.
that. Only one person can do that. And the one we really want to go. Who told you was naked, Reverend?
mm-hmm.
Who told you was naked, man? Who told
mm-hmm.
you? You, why you got this leg around you, brother? Why you running around here covering yourself up? I can see you. There's a lot of people got 3-piece suits on. There's a lot of people got gaiters and snakes on. There's a lot of people around got nice, big, nice dresses on and big hats and little hats and short skirts. They ain't got so bold now, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, it ain't got so bold, Reverend. Oh, Reverend, help me with it a little bit. It ain't got so bold. We don't care how we come to church no more. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say something. I want you to understand what I'm saying. We don't care how we come to church. Man, you got young ladies coming, titties popping out the chest almost. You got men coming to church, the pants hanging down. I know we want them to get in so we can clean them up. But that's something that for years still wearing the same thing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know what I just said. If you ain't hearing me, you're going to misunderstand me. I'm not saying what you got on going to get you in heaven. I'm saying you need to clean up. It'll have you. When you get in God's presence, it was a time that we respected the house of God. It was a time we respected the man of God. It was a time we respect the pulpit. It was a time we respect the church of God. Because the Bible says, forsake not thyself of the God. gathering, my brothers and sisters. How many hours have they ever done? I know we gathering right now. I know we doing what we doing right now. But I'm telling you, salvation is so close. If you don't watch all these gimmicks, if you don't watch out what's all going around you, you're going to get misled. Now, I'm not telling you not what the world. I'm telling you, once you get God in your heart, trust me, you're going to do a little better than you want. You're going to try to do a little better. There's going to be more fig leaves, brother. There's going to be more fig leaves, brother. It's going to be, hey, brother, you're going to try to not just cover the outside, but you want to be decent and respectful. You know what I'm talking about? And I believe that when we do this, God can be more edified in your praise. Because sometimes you get in there. I've been in church. Brother, you probably seen it too. We got to cover them up, brother. You know what I'm talking about, brother? We got to cover them up so they not to be unspoiled like that. You know what I'm talking about? And so they can, you know, I'm not saying we're not stopping them from worshiping, but they might expose themselves. And we don't want them to be dissing, like what Jesus said, who told you were naked? Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you salvation. I want to end it with that and tell you about salvation again. You can choose God today. You can take him and accept him as your Lord and Savior. You can say today, I believe that God raised him from the dead. You can believe in your heart and confess out your mouth. I can't do it for you. Reverend can't do it for you. You have to do it yourself. Matter of fact, if you can repent and ask God to forgive you if you didn't fail short. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, so you won't get confused when I just gave you about 5 minutes ago. I want to tell you right now that you have the access to life right now. Don't let it get by. Don't keep thinking, well, I ain't ready yet. I still want to do this. I still want to do that. Let me tell you something. We all fall short, glory to God. I'm not telling you, come on, you're going to be perfect. But I tell you, the closer you get to his word, the closer you get to him, you will see things of difference out of the eyes of God. I thank God for the word. I thank him for the sweet Holy Spirit. I thank how he rests and rules in the Bible. I thank about one thing, Reverend, what God gave me in my heart. You know, told me, you know, he gave me my heart, Reverend. What are we doing after the benediction? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You didn't hear what I said, Reverend. What are we doing after the benediction? Talking about. What are we doing when we leave church? You know what I'm talking about? We do something and we leave church. What are we doing when we leave church? Are we changing? Are we trying to do what we just heard? Are we trying to apply to our life? Lean to God more, my brothers and sisters. Quit falling short to the things that just the trap you. Stop saying no when you should say no. Start saying yes when you should say yes. I'm telling you, it's good on this side. I'm happy every day, Remy. Even when I got some things going on, I find a way to God to give me peace. Even when some things are really just messing me up, Remy, I find some way to God give me some peace. So I do this here because I really believe it's in the book, Remy. I really believe it's in the book. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling, to present us faultless before his presence and receive the glory. To the only wise God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and what he said, power, and both now and forevermore. I believe when we leave, we got to start taking what we've been taught, taking what's been preached at us, and try to apply it to our lives. And watch God work it out. Watch God start making some things in your life more comfortable. You can be tore up from the floor up, and God can give you something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and give you something, Reverend, so you and I can make it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me with this thing. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank for what he already said. I thank him for comforting us. And I ask him always to keep us in my prayer. May God bless you and keep you is always in my prayer.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. It's all right. All right. Oh, man. Salvation. Hallelujah. And you can get salvation. You can get saved from evil. Oh, hallelujah. And set yourself up to live eternally with God. But if salvation is a necessity, it's a must. And in that salvation, we got to sustain, resist evil. And scripture tells resist evil, it'll flee. Oh, but we thank God for making a way. We can have salvation. Thank God for this lesson on today, this blessing on today, his love again on today. Hallelujah. If you want salvation and want us to lead you to it, you can push the one button. Some ask, what must I do to be saved? Oh, hallelujah. The door is still open. The church door is still open. Hallelujah. Choose you. Hallelujah. Choose the Lord before time is up. Choose him before it's too late. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for these nuggets that you sent in present tense. She sent in present tense. Oh, thought for the day we gain eternal life as soon as we believe in and follow Jesus. Oh, yes, that's worth saying again. Thought for the day we gain eternal life as soon as we believe, and not only believe, but believe in and follow Jesus. You got to believe and accept. Hallelujah, what he done. Oh, hallelujah. And then follow after Christ. Follow his word. Hallelujah. Live in accordance. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. In somebody's singing, she sends in John, Ephesians 4, 2, and 3, and bear with one another in love. Oh, hallelujah. In doing to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. Praise the Lord. Bearing one another in love. Hallelujah. And in love, there must be patience. You must be patient with individuals, even in the growth and trying to grow. You must not get impatient when questions are asked. Hallelujah. Because when questions are asked, we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us to the answer. As we help in others, we help ourselves also. God bless you. Also, singing God's praises will never go out of style. Singing God's praises, it'll never go out of style, and it will keep you. There must be a meditation going on, and in that meditation, you are strengthened. How you're reminding yourself God, who he is, and what he is to you, and how he can deliver you, and how he can keep you. Keep you in your salvation, promises of a peaceful home, promise of a peaceful home. God promised his children a peaceful home in his kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. We read about that the other day, that vision that John saw. Hallelujah. And that's the realness of it. That's our, the earth is only a temporary place for us, but our home. Oh, hallelujah. You must make a decision to make your home be somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. Why not make heaven your home this day? Choose you who you'll serve, and in that choosing, follow. Praise God. We praise God. We thank him for the day. You open, Brother D. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good
thank
morning.
God for Jesus. But he just touching in just to say how I truly enjoyed the word this morning. Truly enjoyed the word. Salvation. Salvation. Ain't it good? Brought joy to my soul. See what is listening to the Lord's word. Amen. Not going to even hold them long this morning. Just want to tell them thank you. Thank God for just being there.
Hey, Brother D.
You know, real.
Hey, man.
You hear?
Hey, Brother D, I got something to tell you, Brother D. We're not going to apologize for no Holy Spirit. I don't never want to be in a dead church. You know what I'm talking about? I want to be
where
I can lift my hands up because I've been redeemed, man. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed so much.
I've been set free.
So much. that I know I'm supposed to be in hell, man. I was slipping hell, but I've been redeemed.
Yes,
well, how in the world am I going to get somebody to take that from me, man? God did it, man. You don't have enough tongue in the mouth. I saw you did this. Well, you've been taking the list. Have you checked your list? If you stay around your back here long enough, you won't look at my ass.
You know, I used to constantly tell him on my service on Tuesday, I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I love to talk to the man in the mirror, because if we correct the man in the mirror, we wouldn't say things say. We wouldn't do things we do, and we wouldn't go places that we go if we just talk to the man in the mirror. You know, you brought something to mind this morning when my brother touched on salvation. You hear people say, and once you save, you all once in, never out. That is so true. But you got to truly be in. See, a lot of us are just around the base. A lot of us got a single. You got to hit a home run. Once you get a home run, then you can honestly say, once in, you never out. Because Christ won't, he said, I stand at the door and I knock. He don't walk away from us. We walk away from it because you only on a single or you had a double. But once you get a home run, then you are in the name of Jesus. I said I wasn't going to say much more, but you won't stop. See? Salvation. Eyes have not seen and ears had heard. I look at what my Lord and Savior has done for me. Well, I look at how he keeps me daily. I looked at myself this morning. I said, Lord, if you just let me make it to the rest area, I promise you I'll take a break. I found myself swerving out here on this highway for it. I made it to the rest area. Now, I wanted to pull in. Now, stop. When I stopped, Greg, I wanted to pull back out. I said, I told the Lord I was going to sit down. So I shut the truck off. It's called being obedient to the word. See, when you're obedient, in the name of Jesus, I promise you,
Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's what it was, man. Salvation. You called it. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation. The name was obedient to the word. Yes, Lord. That's it, man. Thank you. I'm like my brother. You know, Sherry Caesar did a song once called Shouting John. He said he's joined the dead church.
Well, I'm talking about
and when I talked to him, John told him to hold my mule. Said, if you don't want me to shout in your church, I'm going to shout right
here. You just hold my mule.
I'm going to tell God thank you right here. In the name of Jesus. I truly enjoyed the service this morning. I truly enjoyed the service. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
It's kingdom building, right? Because I know it's not one of us doing this. If we come collective, right, if we be on one accord, like our preference that we are right now, don't you know God can move? It might be a stubborn spirit on right now, needs salvation. But what the testimony
God
of the saints, help me, Holy Spirit, God can move that stubborn heart and call that person and say, I want to be saved. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know a little better now, but at first, I didn't understand. I know that I got to live. Right. I can't do no. I mean, if I do wrong, I lose everything. My brother, every found his phone and done wrong prior to the day already. You know what I'm talking about?
At some point in time.
That it is. You know what it is? If it had not been for the blood, I'm going to tell you the truth about it. If it had not been for the blood, you and I won't make it, my brother. It ain't because you do everything right. Hey, Reverend Henry, do something for me, Reverend Henry. Since you don't want to say nothing, do something for me, Reverend Henry. Go to Ephesians right quick, if you don't mind. Go to Ephesians, because I got to keep it in my heart. Because Brother D don't like to read all the time. Since you like to read, I'm going to throw that for a minute. Ephesians right quick, man. I think it's around, I think it's like 2 and 8, Reverend. 2 and 8. Yeah, you can read all the way to 10, if you don't mind. Can you do that, Reverend? Can you do that for me, man? I want people to quit trying to put people in some situation that they can't even do. Quit doing that, man. God didn't design us to be happening like that, man. People have never brought a son down here if he know we can make it.
Had no reason to come.
There's
no reason for him to come.
If he know we can walk.
Why would he come in and get beat on for no reason at all?
Why
he gonna come in and get beat on?
spears in his side, spears in his hand, sharing his blood for no reason. For no reason, bro. He had no reason to come, so I can save myself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, brother,
I can save myself.
God can come. God can send His Son right through when Reverend Henry get through with these scriptures.
Yes.
Come on, Reverend.
Yes, He will.
Come on, Reverend Henry, before I start doing some talking again. I don't like talking.
Well,
I get talking about. My friend told me I was long winded. That was that other guy over there. You know the other guy here, Brother D.
I'm long winded for the Lord.
Hey, come on. Come on, Rev.
I'm gonna recite it myself, Rev.
You want me to recite it? Or you gonna
for by grace.
Put it in your chest, Rev.
Put it in your chest, like you're trying to tell somebody, man, it is by grace. I deserve it. I earned it. I bought it. I paid for it. Come on, Rev. For by grace, ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
What you say, Reverend?
Praise God.
Put that in your chest, Reverend. I want to be saved, Reverend. Tell me why. Tell me how I can be saved, Reverend. Tell me one more time, Reverend. It's in the book. You ain't got to figure it up. Tell me how.
By grace. By grace.
Okay. Help me with it, Reverend.
By grace. Well, it's a grace. Uh-huh. It's a grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grace. Before I could even make a confession, it was by grace. Before it entered into my mind and into my heart, it was by grace. Oh, hallelujah. By grace, through faith, by grace, through faith. For it reads, by grace are ye saved.
Keep on going, Reverend.
The evidence of
there you go.
And not of your
Keep on going with it. Not anything you did or deserved,
but it was simply a gift of God.
Come on, Reverend. Not of your works.
Nothing you did. Nothing you feel deserving of.
Can you tell me about
what
it said?
It was a gift.
Not by what?
But it was a gift.
Not by what? What you saying, Reverend?
It was a gift.
Come on, man, you're crazy.
It was an unmerited favor. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Let's end it. Should boast. You can't boast about it because it was none you did to deserve. It was none you did to obtain it because
it
was a gift given by
God. Do something for me, Reverend. Brother D fell off. Read that one more time because everything we must be missing that in the word, in the church. Now. Read that one more time.
Yes, sir.
What did it say now?
Yes, sir. It said, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Now, when I look at that word ordained, I look at that word. We keep reading it. When I look at that word ordained, that takes some precedence right there to me. Reverend, something happened.
Yes, sir.
Something happened, Brother D. Somebody took some time out and they started praying on something. They took some oil out, you know what I'm talking about? And they decreed some things because God came in now. You know what I'm talking about? Now God and came in. Now it's different now. Can I say this? If you don't mind, I'm not gonna cuss, but can I say it anyway? I gotta cuss this for now. Can I do it anyway? See, now Jehovah came in. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, now Jehovah came in.
See, Jehovah, he didn't transition now. Same for the move, because when Jehovah come in, man don't remain the same. You know, it used to be Abram, but now he's Abraham. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a whoremonger, but now he's a child of God. Hey, he used to be a robber, but now he's a child of God. God can change the name, man. He can change the name. He can do that now. He can do that now. Yeah, but I got to go, man. You know, I ain't got enough sense, man. Got to go, real. I got to go and see a man by a cow, you know. We live in Texas. You know, they think we still riding horses. They think we still riding horses in Texas. and then we stopped by old saloon, you know, and got us some couple of beers. We sitting there, got the horse, getting water and all that, you know. Let me tell you something, man. I got to lay my hat down and go do a little work, right? But before I go, I really believe salvation, it has to preach and teach without error. You know what I'm talking about? It has to, because you could change someone's life when you're talking about salvation. Salvation changed us today. Salvation got us what we are today. It wasn't because we did something so good. It was because of his grace and mercy. One time, he told one man, just because of your righteousness, I count it unto faith.
Yes.
The faith that you had,
yes,
I counted unto righteousness. It wasn't so good. It's because your faith, man. You had a knife in your hand, Brother D. And
God,
you had your son
up there,
Brother D. And as soon as you gonna come down, and you, hold up.
I see the wood. But where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? Where's the sacrificial lamb?
I'm God willing.
That man asked him when he was going. He asked his daddy when he was going up there. He said, Brother D. He said, Brother D. What we gonna use the sacrifice? Even before the angel talked to him, Abraham said, God will provide.
God will provide. God will.
Yes, sir.
So bad.
Don't tell me what God won't do.
I'm a living witness.
All you
got to
do is have faith.
And he will.
Sometimes, Brother D ain't hung up. Sometimes, Brother D, you might be only one to run the room. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to believe. And that's all right.
Yes,
you know what? I've learned this. I haven't read it in a long time. I can't put my finger where it's at, Brother Jimmy. But I'm going to tell you for you scholars, I'm going to let you know what I'm going to say. If God be for you, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He be
born.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to do like this. Yeah. You know, I did kind of graduate, right? But let me see if I can go back and count a little bit. Plus me and plus God.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sir. Plus me and plus God. I'm trying to get it right now.
Yeah.
Right,
thank you, Jesus.
Plus God equals what? Let me leave y'all alone. I'm gone, man. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I'm gone, man. Y'all hard-headed, man.
You never hear it.
Hey, Reverend Henry. Who told you was naked?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Who told you that?
Man.
Me and disobedience still love you. He still loves you and never gave you a chance to be saved all over again.
Amen.
Kind of a Jewish love right there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get so orange and concerned. Person do us wrong, we don't want to talk to him no more. We don't want to look at him. Never said nothing again. Brother D guilty of it. I got mad at an uncle of mine and allowed him to die. Go on and meet his maker. Without talking to him. I hadn't spoke to him in years. And it bothers Brother D to this very day. Oh, yeah, I can point the finger at myself. But the Lord loved him so. I said, even being disobedient to his word, he turned around and still gave me a chance to be saved all over.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you won't tell him thank you. You ought to just thank God for Jesus, just for being God. I promise you. I ought to thank him just because.
Hey, yes, Brother, mm-hmm. That's a good lesson there, Brother D, because you're not the only one that have done that, man. A lot of people, a lot of us, you know, they just hold on to some things, and then when people go, Mama, I just want to tell you I love you, Mama. I'm sorry, man. I mean, man, I know you might can't hear me. That's what we say.
I know you. We might can't hear you, but I'm gonna tell you something. We're gonna be surprised what people can hear and can't hear. You're gonna be surprised when they can hear. And I'm gonna tell you something. God will give you closure too. Oh, I know right about you.
Yeah,
oh, he will give you closure, man. He have, right? Have you got the church closure? Did he get a closure?
Actually, we can go no further than that. He's the only one that can.
He's
the only one that can. Man can't
give me. I keep saying I'm gonna go, but y'all just don't. I keep saying I'm gonna go, and
I say all,
okay,
all
right, tell me.
I say all the time, it's hard to leave God's word. God, Jeremiah said it best when he said it was like fire. Shut up in my bones. The Lord will set you on fire. It's hard to walk away from it. Sometimes I find myself holding on to I hear it says faithful calling Blog Talk Radio. You want to be on to the very end. I can tell the world. Well, I can tell you, I can tell the world this. I wouldn't go another day if I didn't have it without getting it. I wouldn't go another day if I didn't have it without getting a relationship with him. Now, that's truly going to come a day that you're going to wish you can receive salvation and can't. That's going to truly going to come a day you're going to wish you could have had a conversation with the Lord and won't be able to. Come a day.
Hey, Reverend Henry, if you don't end this thing, Reverend Henry, Brother D, that was a man, two men died. One went to heaven and one went to heaven. I told you to hang up, Reverend. You should have hung up.
Come a day. Come a day, Reverend. Come a day. I promise you, they gonna come.
Abraham brother and say, can you tell Reverend Henry to get that little wine
see,
guy right back to the right side and stick a finger in there? I'm just somewhere. I'm just
full of stuff.
Just put
a drop on
it. Just
one drop.
It's real. It's real.
I believe he tried to hang a deal with it. He said, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Then let me go tell him don't come. I'll come back.
There you go.
if he was faking it. Herb Henry can't keep getting at it if he was faking it. Bro, D himself can't keep. That's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about it. Jeremiah immediately said it was nothing fake about it when he said it's like fire. Fire burns. But this is a burn sensation that you would enjoy every burn. You enjoy it all. But it's true. It's something about the name of Jesus. It is.
Yes, it is.
It will set your soul on fire.
Yes, it is.
You get to know it while you can. Yes, yes, yes. It is. I come in, I say I'm not going to say much. Rev, it's just salvation. Just that name, salvation. Ain't no way I will let the Lord be at my front door and not open the door. He's knocking. Will you answer? He's knocking. He's knocking. Young lady told Jesus when he came to collect one of his servants, she got scared. And she said, I'm not ready. He said, don't calm down. I didn't come up for you. She went on to tell the Lord, she said, will you give me a sign? And when he came back, she said, come on in. So she didn't see a sign. And when he told her, and when he came, she said, oh, I'm not ready. She said, you promised to give me a sign. He said, do you remember when you asked, I guess? He said, do you remember when your hair got crazy? Do you remember when your footsteps got on the show? He said, that was me. Letting you know, I was on my way. And I find myself, Brad, I don't run as fast as I used to run. I don't jump as high. He let me know he on his way. I'm not as young as I used to be. He letting me know that he on his way. He on his way. He's slowly walking me down. I ain't seen nobody running yet. So you going to have to come in. You going to. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says every knee must bow and every tongue must confess.
It's going to do it.
The light is yet. Every tongue, not some, not the white man, not the black man, not the Jew, the Gentile, the Greek. He said every tongue surely must confess.
Are you on something now, bro?
What the word say? Salvation. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. That's not a good one. That's a great one. That's salvation. That's beyond good.
Well, I'm gonna do something. It's just I'm gonna do something, brother D, because the humility and the humble is right here. I'm gonna do something, and we can pray after this one here if y'all don't mind. Watch this.
If you know.
Just keep on worshiping God.
God's grace and mercy, time. the time. He keep making a way for me. How many of y'all could just lift your hand and say, Lord, you've been my protection every step of the way. This ain't for everybody, because some of y'all apparently don't know that God brought you through. But oh Lord, Lord, you brought from me. So many things on my mind. I just want to say this. Every time I turn my TV on, bad news I see. It makes me sit down sometimes and say, Joe, you know what? That could have been me. When I see my family doing fine, that's only confirmation from God that he's still good all the time. Somebody know he's been good to you. Lord, you're wrong. Those that know that the Spirit of the Lord is here, lift your hand and just help us say, Lord, oh, Lord, you brought me. Sometimes I just ride in my car, pass a song, and I just talk to God and I just tell him, when I couldn't see my way,
Lord, you brought me.
You made a way out of no way. When Satan was trying to kill me, Jesus was right there being protection for me. Reverend Cheers, I hear you sometimes say, God got his arms wrapped around me. I know it for real now, because there was a time when, there was a time when I just wanted to throw in the towel, wanted to quit singing. I wanted to give up on God. But how many of y'all know that sometime when we are not in our right mind, it ain't nobody but Satan trying to tell you that you are nothing. But how many of y'all here know that God will step in? I'm talking about somebody for real. Somebody here tonight that know that God will step in the sick room. How many of y'all been sick in here? Those of y'all that been sick, just get on your feet. Those that been sick in here today. How many of y'all, even in the midst of your sickness, can say God was there with me every step of the way? We got single mothers out here. It's hard on them from trying to just raise their children. We got young men that think every woman that's switching belongs to them. But I stopped by to tell you, God will. Anybody here? God will. And if you know that God will, then lift your hand with me. I just want to call God in here. Will it be all right if we call him? Better not just call God right now and just say, Lord. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all.
Lord, you brought me.
that can hear us right now. I'm not talking about just y'all that hear, but when the CD come out, for those that play it in the radio. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for God. And as you know that God has brought you out of something, and as you know it, you out of where, just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't been good always. I ain't been good always. I've had to cry sometimes. I've been burning down so many times. But through it all, God brought me through. He brought me through the storm, brought me through the rain. And I thank him. You know what, he is. When I couldn't see my way,
God, you brought me.
You still brought me.
Brought me through the storm.
When I thought I was lonely,
God, you brought me.
And they said I wasn't no good,
brought me.
You brought me. And I'm kind of the one that don't worry,
Lord,
about things that go on in my life. I lost brother.
Brought me through the storm.
God brought closure in my life. Lost my sister.
Lord,
brought closure. But when I lost my mom,
brought me,
looked like I wasn't gonna holler make her. I found out that there's a storm in my life.
Yes.
But when I got down on my knees and I told God, I need you to move my storm. I need you to move the storm in my life. I thought about Jacob. So I got by myself. And I began to pray to the Lord. And you know how it is when the wind blows. You can feel it, but you can't see the wind. While I was praying, it looked like I could feel something all around me. Y'all know the story. Y'all know how that is. I found out that God had sent an angel to answer my prayer. And I thought about Jacob. You know what I told him? I said, I ain't gonna let you go till you bless my soul.
Amen. Lord, you brought me through. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Praise the Lord. We pray. Father God in heaven, thank you for what you have allowed us to experience this day. Father, we ask that you keep us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for salvation, Father. Thank you for how you continually save us from the very effects of evil, Father. Keep us, Father. Protect us from hurt, harm, and danger, and create in us a clean heart, oh Lord, that we will run to do your will, that we will strive even better to do your will in Jesus' name. Just want to say thank you, Father, for this lesson in the name of Jesus. Blessed that it go into our hearts, minds, our spirits, and bless us, hallelujah. Restore us, renew us, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for the messenger, and all you're allowed to play a part. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.